You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome at Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Don't forget, tonight you want to tune into the Mike Pettine Show, 7 p.m. right here on ESPN 850, hosted by myself and Ken Carmen. We're going to the phone lines now, 216-578-0850. We've got Tom in Fairview Park. Tom, welcome to the game.
Hey, thanks for putting me on. Hey, I had a question. I had a question for you guys. I watch the game. I like watching the lines, the battle in the trenches, and I'm wondering if maybe we might have superb pass blocking offensive linemen in a run blocking, and DeFilippo is trying to put them into a squeeze them into a run blocking system. It just seems to me that their talents tend to be more on the pass blocking side, and I just wanted your opinion on that.
I don't know. You know, that's a good perspective, because you said you do, in fact, you know, watch the line. I don't think that's the case. As you look at the offensive line, I think it's all, you know, to be said that Joe Thomas is a superior pass blocker as opposed to a run blocker. But I think Batonio is a grinder. I think Alex Mack, what I saw of him, and I mentioned this, you know, when I had first started on CBD, how impressive it was to watch Alex Mack, you know, bypass and toy with the nose tackles in this league and then get up into the second level onto linebackers was highly impressive, which you need from a center. You look at Greco. I think Greco is a little bit more of not a grinder, a little bit more of a pass blocker. And I think Schwartz is a good combination of both. But
okay.
That being said,
you want that power right tackle. I don't think Schwartz is that power
run
blocking right tackle.
I think sometimes the offense is what keeps him in that 50-50 situation. But that all being said, Tom, is this is the same run zone scheme that we were in last year. So I don't think what they're asked to do is not all that different from what Kyle Shanahan asked them to do last year. It'll just look a little different. And I think as you listen to these guys post-game press conferences, they're still figuring stuff out.
Yes, they are still figuring it out. Chevy, our guy in New Jersey, he's not figuring it out.
Hey, guys. Thank you. I really like those DirecTV commercials. They're so funny with Romo.
I like little Randy Moss.
Eli. Oh, my God.
Tony with Romo?
Yeah, that is hilarious. And Eli especially. I hope they make more with Eli. But I called to discuss the Tampa game. I think it's a huge game for us. Look at those physical receivers they have, the running game, and they got a really feisty defense.
They
what
do.
What do you think? I mean,
yeah, the
defense. I mean, if we could play well against them, you know, we could play against anybody. They look as good as any team right now.
It's tough to get too excited over what was basically the second preseason game, but yes, I thought that they were the more impressive of the two teams last night. I don't think there's any doubt about that whatsoever. And, you know, I want to see what we do against these big wide receivers.
Yes.
And Jameis Winston and Doug Martin, who looked pretty good running the football.
And our offensive line against that defensive line.
Yeah, that
they were impressive. When they weren't actually, you know, knocking Andy Dalton to the ground or sacking him, they were getting that Danny Shelton type of push, you know, pushing guys back 2-3 yards, which makes it very difficult for a quarterback to step up. So that is something that I want to see. If we are, in fact, a pass-blocking offensive front, then we got to be able to handle those guys with Gerald McCoy and the Johnson guy had a sack last night. I talked about Larry English, you know, on that up and under move, and that's something I'm sure they worked on extremely well. So it's something. What I really look for is, yes, the players have to play, and we've seen them play 2 games thus far. But as John DeFilippo just said in his first half of his time with the media, he's excited about seeing his game plan. I want to see we will know what this offense will semi look like based on what they look like against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, because these coaches are spending hours right now as we speak watching film, building a game plan to present to the players tomorrow morning of what they're trying to execute or going to execute against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which will turn into first downs, chunk runs, and points on the scoreboard.
How much, though, do you really game plan in this game? Because you don't want to show anything to the Jets or the Titans or the Raiders. Especially the Jets.
Yeah, you're not going to go deep into the playbook into creating a game plan. But of the, and I as I always say, I'm a percentage guy. Of the 30 or 40% that we've used in the preseason that we want to have up in the preseason and see, you'll game plan, you'll create shifts and motions within that game plan in certain downs and distances where you're going to win. Whereas you heard John DeFilippo said, you know, on second and long, I want to throw it, but we went, you know, I want to see a different run against that front because it's a preseason game. So all that's going to go into it. But then what this, it's a dress rehearsal for the players, but for this being John DeFilippo's first game plan that he's ever created with his coaches, it's a dress rehearsal for him too. So that's these guys putting their heads together and extracting what they all like or dislike about this offense versus the upcoming opponent.
Yes, and I just want to also say, I know the Tampa looked good, but let's not forget they picked number one overall in the NFL.
They did.
So I don't want just beating Tampa in a preseason game doesn't say we can play with anybody.
But that's what I mean. If you're critical of the Cleveland Browns, be critical of the Cleveland Browns and their execution and what they look like, not so much about the opponent.
Let's go now to Cam in Canada.
Hey, fellas.
How are you doing, brother?
Well, we're doing great. You know what? I think we were just ugly enough in that game against Buffalo and just great enough in that game against Buffalo in certain areas to be really intriguing. I don't want our three to be dressed up like a nine during preseason. I want to see that ugliness. But man, there was some glimmers of great, great stuff in that game.
There was.
What stood out to you?
I like the way certain guys were jumping ahead a little bit. I saw Kruger right off the bat. You would have probably noticed it. Kruger just went in and got caught one time, and you saw the aggressiveness, and then he scaled it back. He set the edge effectively. I love Terrence West. I haven't traditionally been a big Terrence West fan, but I absolutely loved him in that game. When Crow took off, he had a burst and an explosiveness that I haven't seen in him yet, and it was just he looked fresh. When he got some room there, it was scary how he exploded. So we just look like a much more mature team. Everybody knows I love Johnny. I love what happened there. I'm a lot more comfortable after hearing Coach Flip say that it's a group effort to keep him in second string. That's fine. I'm a little more resigned to that now, too. But either way, I think we're going to be fine. I think we're a 10-win team. I think if we decide to go really, really young, we might drop down. But I think we can push and get 10, no problem. I really, really do.
I certainly hope that you are right. This show will become imminently more entertaining and fun to do. Cam, always appreciate the optimism from north of the border, our guy Cam in Canada there. When we come back with the second hour of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty 4, we'll give you part two from offensive coordinator John DeFilippo.